This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New car sales have been high for the past few years, and that means there are a lot more car loans out there and more delinquent ones as well. According to a report from the New York Fed, there are 7 million borrowers who are at least 90 days late on their payments, the most since 2012, especially people under 30. Marketplace's Erica Barra says more.
People under 30 are often just settling into their careers and carrying student loan debt. As a result, says Joelle Scally, an economic analyst with the New York Fed,
the youngest borrowers typically do have lower credit scores,
making it more likely they'll end up with a subprime loan with a high interest rate. RJ Cross is an analyst with Frontier Group. She says the average loan term for a new car is 68 months versus the old standard of 48 months. That brings down the monthly payments. But borrowers?
They're going to be paying more in interest rates over the long term. And so it is right now, it's never been cheaper to own a more expensive car.
Cross says that's made it a little too easy for some car buyers to get in over their heads. And says Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School for Social Research, car loans are only part of the cost.
Younger people often have to pay more insurance. Younger people often have more accidents.
And new cars come with a lot of bells and whistles, making them more expensive to repair. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.